too rare, Gavin.
Hit one and be some. Yeah.
Okay. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Was quarterback Matt Schaub at the Houston Source Awards last night? And who were you wearing last night, John? Okay, it's called the Houston Sports Awards, not the Houston Source Awards. Matt Schaub was likely not there, although we did see a picture of him in the Letterman's jacket. I don't recall ever seeing that, or at least my mind.
No, I've never seen him before.
My mind had erased it. But did that? It was he and Chris. Starting center.
His center. Oh,
Chris God. Myers.
Chris Myers, thank you. Did that make you feel bad inside to see Matt Schaub in that letter jacket?
It didn't.
It was the worst combination of things that I could have ever seen. A Letterman jacket on Matt Schaub headed into New England where we knew he got pummeled. Like, he was terrible. That was the worst picture I think I've ever seen. It's one of the worst pictures I've seen other than when Chris Weidman broke his leg. It's one of the worst things I've ever, like, a picture. I went back and thought, oh, did I see this previously?
No, I hadn't seen that either. I hadn't seen Matt Schaub in the Letterman jacket.
It's bad enough when the good players like Barwin and JJ and Antonio Smith
were. He was a good player back then.
So he was a good player. I don't want to completely. But he was also Matt Schaub.
That's true.
And I don't have to say anything more, and we all know what I mean. I don't know what it means, but I know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, but he's Matt Schaub. What does that mean?
He's Matt Schaub.
Schaub. He's Schaubby. I don't know. It's an adjective. He's a little bit shabby. Mm. You can say that about a player.
Do you know?
Like, other shabbies have been, like, right now, I'll be honest with you, Kyle Tucker's a little shabby right now.
No, you're disrespecting Matt Schaub.
Matt Jones a little shabby?
I mean, shabby's also a personality where you are likely to scream. Yeah, actually, Mac Jones is a little shabby.
Well, now that, the things have happened.
That makes sense why he's going to be a 49er.
Now that things have happened, you know you have to go back to calling Matt Schaub the best quarterback in Texans history.
Yeah, because you know what? Did Deshaun break any of Matt Schaub's records?
Is he not Matt Schaub the best quarterback in Texans history?
We thought we were getting off that, but he still holds the title.
Oh my God, Matt Schaub may be the huge upset where the most productive quarterback in it's not even close. Matt Schaub is going to finish as the most productive quarterback. Don't come in with me with Deshaun stuff. Did he ever win an MVP of a Pro Bowl? No.
No. Did how many
did Schaub win any playoff games ever?
Yeah.
Yes. They beat the Bengals.
He was 1-1.
And Deshaun
two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Deshaun is 1-2.
Two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Right? Deshaun's 1-2 now.
Correct.
Oh. Schaub is the best quarterback in Texas history.
It's not. I don't even know if it's arguable.
I want you to taste that and see how it tastes.
I don't want to taste anything.
Yeah,
taste Matt Schaub's.
Roll
excellence.
That around in your mouth. Excuse for a me, while, Dale.
Put Matt Schaub's excellence in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's terrible. It's a terrible phrase.
Ryan wants to talk about Matt Schaub. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, do y'all remember whenever he was coming over and they had those commercials, those Matt Schaub commercials, and they're like, "Who is Matt Schaub?" And he would do like some kind of goofy thing or whatever. I'll hang up the list.
No, I don't. But now I'm gonna. Now I'm immediately googling Matt Schaub commercial. I'm a Texan ad. Ooh, promoting the Texan. Oh, I think this is what the guy's talking about. Is this still? Have they not scrubbed this from the internet?
Matt Schaub.
He said it's a goofy Schaub ad, which makes sense. Look, it's Matt Schaub. I'm a Texan's ad. And it's still available on the Texans channel, I guess. And we have to wait for. But it says Matt Schaub, I'm a Texan. And it's the beginning of the 2007 season. So this would be the beginning. Do they put him in a cowboy hat?
Oh.
It's him talking to Gary Kubiak. It's Andre Johnson catching something.
We don't need.
I am a Texan.
Matt Schaub, I'm a Texan.
Let's honor the Texans' greatest quarterback of all time.
This is not a goofy commercial. This is just what I like to call Matt Schaub hype video.
Well, and there's nothing like a matchup hype video.
And it says, for tickets, visit HoustonTexans.com. Uh-huh. And you rushed out and got tickets, didn't you?
I did.
Didn't you, pal?
I did.
Congratulations.
I did it for years and years and years because I knew the coming of Matt Schaub. I got it back in 2002 because I knew the coming Matt Schaub was on his way.
I don't see.
To save the day, to be the greatest quarterback in Texans history.
Do you remember the greatest?
That is what? Okay, does anybody have a worse? The face of their franchise?
The Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks?
Just the pinnacle. Their best quarterback ever. Okay, the greatest quarterback.
Are we really doing this where we can't say Deshaun?
No, we can't.
No, you
can't. How can you?
He's played 6 games, 17. He's played 18, 19, 20. He's only played 3 years. You can't be the best quarterback in team history if you've only... And then he was hurt. Yeah, like you can't be the best team in quarterback in team history.
Games. He has a 4-gamer on his resume, too.
Yeah. What played a full
Matt
season
Matt Schaub is
games.
The best quarterback in Texans history.
And is there an organization?
Is David Carr potentially two?
No, he's three.
Is there an organization that could possibly claim worse than that?
I mean, the Bears since I've been alive, but they had great ones in the past, like before I was born. So not even the Bears.
Well, their all-time record holder is Jay Cutler.
Well, that said something. But they've had guys lead them to titles when they were before football was like modern.
How many starts does Matt Schaub have? Matt Schaub just ended his career this year. He just retired.
Mm-hmm.
How many starts did Matt Schaub have from 2004 to 2014 to 2020? That's 2, 4, 6 years in the NFL. How many starts did Matt Schaub have from 2014 to 2020?
Didn't he always back up Matt Ryan for most?
Well, he's been in Oakland, Baltimore, and then 4 years with Matt Ryan.
I got it pulled up here. He has 3 starts.
3 starts. The last 6 years. That's called living the good life.
That's backup quarterback life.
Yeah, it's called living the good life. How much money did Matt Schaub make during his career?
How many starts did he have?
Overall?
Oh, in his career?
Yeah.
Texans, he had 88 starts. How many did Deshaun have?
Less than that. Way less.
88 starts, and he had a winning record, 46-42. Did Deshaun should have a winning record.
Ooh, he was just 4-12.
I know, but check. He had a winning record. The other 2 years, he won 10-11 games.
Deshaun Watson.
Get out of here with your losing record.
Deshaun is 28-25.
46-42. Deshaun has an advantage there.
Yeah.
I did not wake up this morning thinking I was going to play a game called Who's the Texans' all-time best quarterback, Matt Schaub or Deshaun Watson? I didn't expect that.
So Matt Schaub is 4 games over 500 in his Texans career, and Deshaun may end up at 3 games over 500 in his Texans career. And that's not including playoffs, which would give Matt Schaub an even bigger edge because he's 1-1 and Deshaun's 1-2.
Ooh, here's a game we're going to play called What Did Matt Schaub Run in a 40-Yard Dash?
That's not a game we need to play.
What did Matt Schaub run in a 40-Yard Dash at the Combine?
5.3.
5.3?
Yeah.
Dell? Over or under?
If I add the number of massages that Deshaun got and like put
decimals
of
it. No,
that's Schaub.
So Deshaun got how many different women to get massages?
Well, in the 40s.
40s.
That we know of.
So I think certainly Matt Schaub is running over a 4 whatever. I'm going to go 5.8.
5.8?
Yeah, why not?
That's Orlando Brown's
Have you seen him?
He ran a 5.04.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Vertical leap. What do you think his vertical leap was?
2 inches.
Del?
2. It's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
I'm going to go 29.
Good one. 30.5.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised he hit over 30.
He's more athletic than 30 and Tom
half.
Brady.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Well, he is more athletic. He ran a 5.0. That's not bad.
That's not great for a quarterback.
No, well,
it's Matt Schaub.
They usually fives.
When did you ever? Oh, Matt Schaub, that dual threat.
How fast do you think Mac Jones was?
Well, what did he run the 40?
What did he run his pro day?
No idea.
4.8.
4.9.
I think I'm pretty sure.
Did any Alabama players run in their 40?
A lot did not. I want to say. He ran a 4.6.
They say they have him at an unofficial 4.79, so 4.8.
Okay. That makes sense. And Joe Burrow was faster. So, there we go. Wow, I live in a city where Matt Schaub apparently is going to hang on to his title as greatest Texan quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, greatest, just top Texans quarterback. Well, I'm not going to say, like, I'm not going to use the G word.
The Bears are Sid Luckman.
Well, the Jaguars have Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell. You know, obviously, there's nobody close.
Yeah, the Cardinals had Carson Palmer and Kurt Warner. So they're better.
They had Jim Hart.
I don't know that guy. I'll take your word for it. I'm trying to think of a team that's worse.
Did you see that a story today that the Ravens are possibly giving up on Lamar?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that the Ravens they have been actually talking about trading Lamar Jackson.
That can't be true.
Well,
Ravens could dump Lamar Jackson in a radical move, according to one NFL expert.
According to an NFL expert,
Bucky Brooks says they should consider trading up. You better talk to your boy.
Bucky's not talking about trading up.
I said they should be trading up for says Ravens might want to consider trading up for Justin Fields. Let Lamar Jackson, quote unquote, graduate.
Bro, you will lose if Bucky Brooks said that, he will lose his card.
Well, Bucky can say it, though.
No, Bucky can't say it. If anything, you could just call me a white supremacist for saying that. You can't just sit Bucky Brooks saying, dump Lamar Jackson?
Well, for Justin Fields. Now, if you were dumping him for Mac Jones.
It's almost like Bucky's just trying to see, I wonder what will happen if I
wouldn't
this.
Call you a white supremacist for that take. I mean, there are other things.
Twitter would. 813 ESPN 97.5.
Is this a real thing?
What? Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
He said it on your network, NFL Network.
Your best friend, Bucky Brooks, said
it. I tell you what now. Boy, my network, everybody on there has put the cape on for Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah.
It is anybody they ask, because this is the question we do on every show. Who should San Francisco take with the third pick? Every former player, it's not even close. Justin Fields. And I understand it. Justin Fields, you saw play. None of these guys saw Trey Lance play other than Bucky Brooks. You gotta go find tape. And it's North Dakota State. No one's gonna. And Mac Jones, he had a really good year this year, but he's got 1 year under his belt. I get that Justin Fields is.
Well, he played last year too.
Played really well.
Yeah.
Mac Jones?
Mac Jones got
two years. He's got 1 year. Oh, you mean. No. You mean the year before?
Yeah. He absolutely played a bunch the year before.
Yeah, he wasn't great though. He was okay. He wasn't as good as Tua.
No, but neither was Joe Burrow, and you know what? He's following about in the same footsteps.
I'm telling you, it is the Burrow thing now.
Yeah,
they both have the little white undershirts, the little the things. So that subconsciously now you see it. You have a guy who comes out of nowhere who has this monster season. Okay, you have a guy who doesn't have a big arm, but is extremely accurate. Makes
he's.
Accurate downfield throws.
He's got a jersey that says J-E-A-U-X-N-E-S, Jones.
He doesn't have that. He doesn't have a Jones jersey.
But he's not as accurate. Well, he's Joe Burrow. I don't remember a lot of underthrows for Joe Burrow. You see how many times Alabama receivers had to go make plays on underthrows? Yeah.
Well, it's because they're so fast. He didn't have enough arm to throw it to him in stride.
No one has enough. No one has enough for water.
But is this really a thing about? Look,
he said we can talk about it, but he pretty much said treat it like a college.
I'm gonna tell
you. On the other side, we're gonna talk about it right here on ESPN.
Oh, before you get to second contract, I got you.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy, is that ugly. Damian Woody is on right now, and he's talking about what do you do if he was the Patriots. And they're showing these beautiful throws by Justin Fields, in stride, guys making the catch, touchdowns. And then they go immediately to the worst Cam Newton interceptions
that's why they're spotlighting.
Well, I guess, but my goodness, you want to talk about making you leading the witness my goodness, that made Cam look like crap.
You mean like 2020 did?
Yeah, really, really. Well, so you know what we're going to do? Let's give him $14 million. You know what? We were awful with Cam Newton at the helm. Let's bring him back and give him 14 times what we gave him last year. That was, talk about.
I mean, you could have went out and got Ryan Fitzpatrick, I guess.
Well, I guess. Or you could get a quarterback. You could move up and get your quarterback.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick is your bridge guy. That if you weren't going to give Cam the money, you could have given it to Ryan Fitzpatrick, then traded up for a quarterback. I mean, one of them was, as much as he'll never lead you to the playoffs because he's never done it in his career, one of them was a competent thrower of the football, and it wasn't Cam.
No. Now, the question that we were asking during a break is, are you ever going to win at all with Lamar Jackson? Are the Ravens ever going to be – can you
this
win?
Is an interesting conversation because never in the history of football – the closest I've ever seen is when Jay Cutler got traded in his first contract when he was a pretty prolific passer in Denver, and Chicago went after him. This is because obviously Denver is like Shanahan said, you were happy to let Jay walk. And that's in the beginning of his contract, his first contract. This would take so much balls for you to say, it's one thing to walk away from Josh Rosen, to walk away from Jay Cutler. This would be walking away from a dynamic, explosive playmaker who maybe...
Who won an MVP.
Who won an MVP 2 years ago. I mean, you can't... But two of his 3 years, he has had issues beating teams that force him to throw the ball. Like, the question is, can he be a quarterback? Because at some point, he's going to lose his legs. At some point, they're going to lose... Maybe not a lot, but he'll lose his legs a little bit. At some point...
As he gets older, he's going to lose that edge of athleticism that he has
everybody. I'll throw it in Houston. And I don't think... And I don't mean this as disrespectful to Lamar. I don't think it is. Is Lamar Jackson Steve Francis? Where Stevie was an explosive highlight reel guy who had his moments, but ultimately when his athleticism...
Stevie lead his team to the playoffs every year?
No, I mean, obviously it's not a perfect... Well, Stevie had some playoff appearances, but they were rebuilding when Steve Francis came in, so it took a little while longer. Lamar stepped into a pretty good situation.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
I would be looking at, well, this guy's still playing. My comparison is Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of early round exits in the playoffs from dynamic
player. Donovan's highly skilled. I mean,
well, so Lamar, is Lamar.
Lamar does what he does.
I don't know that
Lamar's
highly skilled.
Well, he's skilled as a passer. In athleticism.
He's an athlete. That doesn't mean skilled. Skilled is when you take your when the physical meets the.
How about he's Dr. J without the title in 83? Well, it took Dr. J that long to win.
Well, the
title.
Reason I said Steve Francis is because he was a great athlete, but he wasn't super skilled, and he made mistakes and stuff like that. But he was, you know, highly regarded. I mean, obviously he was never an MVP, and Lamar was that. Donovan feels like he's too skilled for me. I don't know that.
What's the equivalent as far as their skill level?
He is the most athletic player on the field when he
easily.
He's Dr. J.
Is he Dominique Wilkins?
Dominique Wilkins, Dr. J. Yes.
Yeah, because Neek was a great, but then when Neek hurt his Achilles, he was done. When that athleticism was done, if you took Lamar Jackson's, if you cut his athleticism from 100 down to 70, he's in major trouble.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
though as he stands right now as a passer, so I think that's what Bucky's getting to is who has the balls to. Then this is something Bucky's been selling on the air a couple times. I think it's just getting attention because it's Lamar Jackson, but Bucky's made the point before that when are teams going to start looking at the quarterback position like running back, like, okay, we're done with this. We're not giving you a second contract. We're moving on. It's one thing not to give Sam Darnold a second contract. It's another thing to not give a guy who won an MVP and who takes you to the playoffs every year second contract. This is no chance. But the theory behind it is interesting to say, look, if you know your guy is good enough to get you close but not good enough to win with, if that's what your thought is, why give him $45 million a year? Because I got news for you. Lamar Jackson's going to get over $40 million a year coming up. And if a guy doesn't help you win, he now becomes a detriment because of the money. And this is all quarterbacks. This is every quarterback. If your quarterback, Baker Mayfield's going to put Cleveland in the blender a little bit when he gets paid. And I didn't realize how much money quarterbacks made in that fifth year. Do you see how much money he's making?
Mm-hmm.
It's 20-some-odd million. And with $26 million in a fifth-year pickup on the fifth-year option. But That is, once quarterbacks are, you're talking about $40 million plus, that is a major hit to your salary cap and your ability to maneuver. You better be right on quarterbacks when you're paying them that kind of money. If this were back to quarterbacks making, you know, $28 million, $30 million, okay, it's a little different. Now that we're going to be talking about $40 to $50 million, if you got a quarterback that's not an elite every year quarterback, how many elite every year quarterbacks? Lamar hasn't been elite every year quarterback in 3 years. Deshaun wasn't. He was trending in that direction. Dak hasn't been. Who are the young quarterbacks? Baker's not. Josh Allen still has to prove it.
Josh Allen is.
He's headed in the right direction. Yeah. He hasn't proved it just yet where he's been elite every year. Those are the – Matt Stafford isn't, right? Jared Goff isn't. Who are the guys that are truly worth $40-plus million a year?
Well, I don't know that any – you know what? Taking up that much this year of the cap. Now, when it's well over $200 million and
– Okay, we'll say percentage of the cap. How much percentage of a percentage of the cap?
Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes, obviously. Aaron Rodgers, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not as many as people think. You're paying – so I get what Bucky's doing here. He's basically saying, hey, why not reset – he's basically saying reset the rookie clock. And I'm sure if I press Bucky, he would say, look, if the guy's really good, if you believe in him, then you give him the second contract. But if you don't believe Lamar Jackson is the guy who can do it, why not – while you have two first-round picks, why not try to, you know, move up? And I think this is just like, you can't do this every 4 or 5 years. You can't. What would happen where agents would say, okay, if this team drafts our guy, we're sitting out. We're not going to play. We'll
because they won't give him a second contract.
Because we already know you're screwing us, and then you're going to trade
you can't
to a team
that
we don't have any.
You can't do that in the NFL. You just can't.
You can't.
If you've got a guy. Now, the question is, and it's a legitimate question, is he ever going to be able to win the big game with the way he passes?
But it doesn't really matter. Because you can't trade him, you're going to have to sign him to a second contract.
And you know what? Lamar Jackson purgatory.
Yeah, and it's and Lamar just happens to be the name we're saying. Cleveland is going to be in a Baker purgatory. Philadelphia got in a Carson Wentz purgatory. Once they get these second contracts.
But they won it. So, I mean, they
gave him that contract and. They were, Matt Ryan.
They were in purgatory.
Ryan, they're currently in Atlanta, but that wasn't with the second contract, though. Matt's been around for a long time. That's really not the same thing. Kirk Cousins.
That's
Minnesota's
purgatory.
Been there.
Yep.
Minnesota's been in purgatory because they're like, well, Kirk seems like he's good enough, right? Is this good enough? I don't know. You tell me.
Nope.
Is Kirk Cousins good enough? I mean, I don't feel like he is.
He's kind of Allen Iverson-y. Is he James Harden-y?
Allen Iverson, said that's a good one?
Allen Iverson made a finals. Let's let Lamar actually have that type of
stuff. He didn't make finals his first 3 years, though, Dell.
How long did it take Iverson to make a finals?
What, 2000?
He came
in the league in 96?
He wasn't in the league that long when he did it. He never went back.
Yeah, I guess he was like 5 years. Let's give Lamar 5 years.
Allen Iverson was drafted in 1996.
Yeah. It was with guy from Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
He was in the finals within, three
or
4 years?
Antoine Walker.
Can y'all talk about golf? This Schaub talk is boring.
We're not Schaub talking anymore.
This segment, Matt Schaub holding his head. Remember when Matt Schaub got hit in Denver and was holding his head?
Actually, that was his most baller game.
It was.
And he had part of his ear knocked off, and he beat their ass. Like, he seemed like the most brave quarterback in history.
You said there was an audible scream when he got hit.
What's that?
You said people heard an audible scream when he got hit. He screamed.
Yeah, remember that?
Well, he screamed a lot of stuff when the rush was rolling in on him.
828 ESPN 97.5.
Oh, so we got a couple called Reese, and then we've got, who else is that? Kirk, want to talk about quarterback purgatory. So we will we'll come back here in a second. If you have any questions football related, I'll do draft stuff if you want. The Astros got the big win. We need to revisit the Astros because a friendly face returned, John, yesterday, and he came bearing base hit gifts.
Yes, he did. He did bestow us with gifts of base hits and knocks off the, and he destroyed the wall and with one of his so that was totally sweet. Remember when John McClain and Anna Megan Rayleigh did Big Bad Schaub? The Big Bad Schaub? Oh. Big Schaub. Oh, and oh, Kale's in it.
Okay, look, can we play it coming back?
Is this a 610 thing?
No. It was a Chronicle. It's a Houston Chronicle thing.
Cal is in it.
Get it to Dell.
Cal actually talked. Okay? We got to do this on the other side. Let's do this. Let's talk a little John Clay Wolf right now on ESPN 97.5. John Clay Wolf is the guy that you have to see when you're selling your car. You have got to sell your car to John Clay Wolf. If you're selling your vehicle and you don't get it to John Clay Wolf, then, oh, my friends, then that's on you because you're not getting as much as you possibly can. Listen, John Clay Wolf is going to buy and give you more money for your vehicle than anybody else, period, exclamation point. If he doesn't give you more than anybody else, than CarMax or the dealership, then he's going to send you $100. That's what he's going to do. So if you're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle, get the most for your vehicle, all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big Show. Big Show.
Big Bad Show.
Every Sunday on the field, you could see him arrive.
He went 2 batty 2, stood 6'5".
Kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
And everybody knew you didn't give no at the Big Schaub.
Big Schaub, Big Schaub.
Big Bad Schaub.
Big Schaub.
Nobody seems to know where Schaub comes from.
Signed with the Texans and stayed all alone.
He didn't say much, kind of quiet.
That's Cal.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big Schaub. Hi, Matt.
And that's Frank jumping in the air.
Where they never would let him answer the bell. Then Kubiak called for his huge right hand.
To send a Tennessee fella.
That's
to the
Cal.
Big Schaub. Big Schaub.
That's Frank. That's Chance.
That's Chance.
Then came the day for that gridiron test.
When both of these giants would give their best.
Fans that's really Cal.
Their hearts beat fast.
All the Texans thought they breathe their last at Schaub.
Through the dust and the blood of that man-made hell, walked a giant of a man that the players knew well.
He took the snap, had a look at that kill.
Like a giant oak tree, just stood real still, Big Schaub.
Big
this is the best.
Big
Bad Schaub.
Big Schaub.
And with all of his strength, he threw a mighty pass.
And Big Schaub knew they'd won at last.
10 other Texans knew that they'd be saved. And Tennessee fella had dug his last grave with Big Schaub.
This is a simpler time.
This is the worst time in history.
Listen to Anna Megan. Worst
quarterback to ever have a song made about him.
Everybody thought it was the end of the line.
Big Schaub.
If you saw this video.
Why is Cal sitting
there laughing or smiling?
He's just smiling there.
All the men on his team.
Stop the Tennessee fella. Stopped him clean.
Last word he heard on the goal line stand.
At Reliant now we have a big... big man.
We're trying to make Schaub sexy.
Megan.
1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, that's a chance.
It is.
This is a chance production.
Yeah, and we saw Frank on there too. Yeah. This is a Chank production.
This is a Chank.
Before they became
the
Chank.
The making of Big Bad Schaub. Lyrics by Robert Coach Coward.
So someone took credit for writing these things?
Oh my God. Music performed by Frank Bullington and Chance McClain.
Oh, what a disgrace.
Vocalist John McClain, Cal McNair, Sarah Sherman, Anna Megan Rayleigh. Chorus, Frankie the Bull, Chance McClain. Houston Texans, Tony Wiley, Kevin Cooper. Do you know what you did? Is this getting people canceled?
It's atrocious, is what it is.
There's Frank at the end. I'm freezing, Frank. This is that C movie that you make before, like Francis Ford Coppola made.
that he never
wants anybody to see.
This is the Jerry Lewis like Nazi clown Holocaust movie he doesn't ever want to get out. that no one has ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
I can't put words to this. You have to go watch the video.
Just type in Big Bad Job.
Can you post from the radio station account?
I don't know that account.
Jordan, if you're listening, put it out there on every platform. The fact that Cal McNair was actually speaking before now.
Well, they had to give him part to read. He had to read it.
I know, but that was his voice.
Did you see him when the girls were dancing and he's just got that big goofy look on his face? He's just got that smile with the girls dancing.
It's awful.
What was he playing back then? That was 07, Dell.
What do you mean, what was he playing?
He was playing Madden.
Oh, video games?
Yeah. What else was he playing? What was Cal playing?
You think he had some Grand Theft Auto?
07. GTA, for sure. I think so. Mama, I just knocked down a hooker.
What?
I just killed a hooker, Mom. What did you do, Cal?
A video game, Mama. Just a video game.
I didn't kill a real one.
Not this time.
Oh, my gosh.
Not this time.
This is...
What's that mean, Del? I heard that. What do you think he was playing? Seriously, 07, he was Madden. He was GTA. And he might have had a baseball game. He might have played a baseball game.
I'm sure he was playing a baseball game.
What? Look at Cal just standing in the corner watching these girls dance. He's literally standing in the corner.
It's not as bad as you're making it sound. He's just wearing a job jersey watching the girls dance.
He's wearing a job jersey.
What an embarrassment.
He owns the team, though.
What an embarrassment to the organization.
He runs the team.
Yeah, this is the debut of Chank. It's like when Beastie Boys, some people don't know that Beastie Boys it's just not good.
Just standing in the corner there.
It's not the way you're making it sound. No, it's not like
that. It's not the way you're making it sound.
It's not in a corner.
It is a weird dark room.
He's up against the wall.
They're in a dark room, but this is like when the Beastie Boys were doing punk music, and they got booed off the stage at a Madonna concert. They opened for Madonna. They did punk, and they got booed off the stage because they weren't even trying. They were trying to be terrible. This is like what Chance and Frank did.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Chank did. They don't want this out. Well, too bad. I put it out and I tagged both of them. You can't make this and just hide behind, what about the Yao Ming song? What about the Moochie Norse song? What about the Air Bull song? Hey, Chance, you did this. Big bad job. Don't run away from it.
It's terrible.
John McClane singing about
Big Bad John and Megan.
Video.
He's not Decal. D-E-C-A-L. That's not his name.
No, it's D period.
D period.
Not
Cal.
Decal.
And he's not pervert John McClane.
What?
That's what Art put.
Stop it, Art.
Art. Stop it.
Big Bad Job. What?
Come on. This is terrible.
This is the worst. I love Cal in it, though.
I mean,
there's a special place.
Some intrepid person might edit this and just grab all the cow parts at some point and just to play them. Some intrepid person might do that.
You know what? That's the only known talking of Decal
before he became the owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's the only time anyone's ever seen him talk.
And it was
literally.
And it should have been we should have known if we would have remembered this occurred that this is what we were going to get.
I was with the organization for 4 years and never, ever heard him talk. Ever.
Apparently you weren't listening to Big Bad Shop.
No. I didn't know. Well, if you gave him something to read, like, knowledge is power.
He's not going to come up with something himself.
Like the hostage video.
So knowledge is power sounded very hostage-y.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. And it was not done with good acoustics. Like, it was very hostage video. See, you hear the background? It's just not, somebody should have done better. And then supposedly people in the office were like, we can't let him do these things. But he's the owner.
He tells you
Somebody who does not work there anymore said, this is really terrible to have to have an owner who we can't even have out there publicly as the face of the franchise.
No.
So he is, in this video at least, he comes off as less robotic than knowledge is power.
Does he?
I think so. It's a low bar to, it's a low bar to overcome.
Certainly.
Oh, Lance, you put. Oh, see, this is at. Why did you at?
Yeah,
Texas
because
Chance
they have,
and
because
Frankel.
You know what? They were responsible for this stuff.
Look what you did. Look at what you did.
This is what I said. Look what you did. It's like when you tell a dog,
yeah.
Like, look what you did, Splits.
Are you rubbing their
on the
nose?
You're yeah, rubbing their nose on the carpet of the crap that they created.
And the crap of Big Bad Shop?
Yes, I'm rubbing their nose in it.
840 ESPN 97.5. Well, Kirk has been waiting. He wants to talk about quarterback purgatory. What do you say, Kirk?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Chris. No worries. Hey, so, you're good. Lance. When you think about good organizations, so Carson Wentz, they gave that contract to John. He brought up a great point after they won a championship. But then they were savvy enough to draft a Jalen Hurts, even though they thought Carson might be their guy. You look back and you think about the Ravens. They had Joe Flacco. They won a Super Bowl, gave him big money. Then they were forward-thinking, drafted Lamar Jackson. So, and I was looking at the Packers draft. I mean, even though they had Rodgers, they drafted a Brett Hundley, and then they drafted a Jordan Love. So you think about the Patriots drafting Garoppolo and the guy that Jacoby Brissett. So as I think through the Texans, who's somebody in the fourth or fifth or sixth round that you may think is a player that might be able to develop from the quarterback perspective, given all of Deshaun's problems? I know we just signed what's-his-name from the Chargers, but who's somebody later on the draft you can see the Texans
draft?
Yeah,
Kirk, it's a great question. I wish I could give you a good answer. There's nobody. This is the worst draft. After the top eight quarterbacks – and the top five in the first, and then you've got Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, and from Stanford, and Kyle Trask. After that, there is nobody. Don't come at me with Ellinger. Don't come at me with Ian Book, Felipe Franks, Jamie Newman. There is nobody. And those other guys are going to get drafted inside the first three rounds. And I don't think there were. I don't know that there are guys who are going to replace what you already have. I don't have that much confidence in either of those three as a full-time starter in the future. So, unfortunately, Kirk, I wish there was a guy that you could groom, but there is no fourth or fifth rounder this year. I'm not even sure there's a quarterback drafted in a fourth or fifth round unless, like I said, Ian Book, unless this rumor about the Raiders like an Ian Book is, and that doesn't even count. So, I wish I could give you somebody, but this isn't the year for that. You don't have a developmental quarterback unless you want to try to take one in the second or third round.
Are we out of here?
Are we done?
I put him on hold. I don't know. Are we done?
Oh, are we done?
Are we wrapping up the segment?
Okay, I guess we are.
Yeah, you're not going to. There's no quarterbacks.
There's no answers this year. There's nobody.
There's no answers. There's nobody. You don't get an answer this year. Your answer is maybe next year when you hope to draft a quarterback when you're terrible.
All right. When we come back, give me a scenario where the Texans move way up. Move way up in the draft.
Sounds like something the NFL Network's making me do.
843. Okay, well,
just do something where you think they move up. Like, let's just go through that. Let's just. Yeah, but they're not going to.
Okay, 843.
Let's just do it.
Give me
a
scenario.
Have a reason to watch
NFL
Network.
Give me a scenario how
right.
they move way up.
Okay.
And
okay.
When we come back on
right,
ESPN,
that's
some fun.
That's fine.
Right.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 846, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. All right, so how do the Texans move up into the second round and draft Kellen Mond?
You said way up.
Way up is, yeah, okay, second round. They move up to.
That's not way up.
Middle of the second round. Okay, how do they move into the first?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It involves the Deshaun Watson trade. You have to be willing to move Deshaun Watson for two first round picks and a player and maybe a third round pick. With those two first round picks from the Dolphins.
Oh,
we don't.
Just
stop
dabbed
it.
On the Dolphins.
Stop. They're not giving you picks.
Well, and to the first round?
You select Justin Fields.
No, I'm
you
talking about
you select another David Mulligetta client.
good luck with that.
The Dolphins wouldn't trade for Deshaun for two firsts?
No.
Oh, yes, they would. They'd say bye to a. They'd throw him out of a plane for just two firsts. Whoa,
that's murder. You that know is, what you just yeah. said.
No, I didn't say it in no. shoot on.
No, you made it sound like it's murder.
No, I have a parachute on. But they'd say, beat it.
Which first-round picks are they giving up?
The two that they have.
This year's
six?
Draft?
Yeah. No. Six.
No 18, chance.
Not this year's
zero
draft.
Chance.
Six, zero chance. 18, you mean the, zero you mean the potential sexual assaulter they're trading for? Alleged sexual assaulter they're trading for in this draft by Thursday?
Yeah, that's how they do it. John okay. wanted me to find a miracle. There's your miracle.
Okay.
We'll sell them for 50 cents on the dollar. Two first-round picks, a third, and give us one of your players.
So the
we'll
Dolphins,
take,
who, Xavier Christian Howard, Wilkins. You want him?
We'll take Xavier, yeah, we'll
so
take
the
Howard.
Dolphins who've made a living, you know, duping head coaches who are desperate are going to give it all up for a guy they're not sure is going to be able to play for them?
Yeah.
For an elite quarterback.
There's zero chance of that. So give me a scenario that doesn't include the Dolphins trading two first-rounders for Deshaun Watson.
By Thursday.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
Bang. Deshaun Watson to the Ravens. We get Lamar Jackson and we get both their first round picks.
Okay, give me a scenario that actually
I just got
makes
you Lamar
sense.
Jackson. You get to pay a quarterback again a second time.
Give me a scenario.
You get to break your own record for quarterback payment.
Give me a scenario that doesn't include Lamar Jackson. Being traded for Deshaun Watson.
You have to trade to the Chicago Bears.
Okay. Now this one makes more sense.
And you want the 20th, Khalil Mack, a first rounder next year.
What would it be worth? What would the Bears first rounder be worth next year?
Late 20s,
probably
maybe?
Be pretty good.
Probably late 20s.
Because you got Andy Dalton there and you got Deshaun who's going to miss time.
Oh, that's true.
Deshaun ain't playing for them next year.
So why would the
that's
Bears
Dalton
do it?
Ball.
Why would the Bears do this then?
Yeah. Well, they've got Deshaun for
they got
whatever
Deshaun.
Years.
They've been wanting a quarterback. There you
four
go.
4 or 5 years.
You're welcome. You can go find Rush.
And they don't care about, you know, sexual assault stuff in Chicago.
I know. Well, that's what you're saying. I just think maybe teams would want to wait to know if he'll actually be able to play football at some point.
Yeah.
John asked me to come up with a scenario.
What about trading Laramie Tunsil?
The Bears makes more sense than anything.
Trading Laramie Tunsil to get back up into the draft. Why isn't that possible?
Oh, my gosh.
Who needs a left tackle?
What are you going to get for him?
Ooh, that's
you
the more likely.
What,
the Bengals wouldn't trade a first rounder?
Ooh.
For 2 years of Tunsil?
Why 2 years?
He's got 2 years left on this deal.
No, he's got longer. Remember, they redid his deal. They gave him a terrible deal. He's got more time than that.
So he's got the whole
remember,
three.
Remember, he had contracts still to go before his new one.
Oh, yeah. So he's got three. You got 3 years of him.
At least three. So, yeah, Bengals, here you go. Laramie Tunsil. You give us the fifth pick. Boom.
Or the Chargers who need a tackle.
Or the Chargers who are desperate. Yeah.
If you want back
okay.
in the first round,
here we go.
You're trading Tunsil. That's Tunsil realistic.
And Deshaun for Herbert.
And well, all your first rounders. Stop with the Deshaun. Can you stop with the Deshaun, please?
Yeah, but Tunsil, okay. Tunsil for your first rounder.
And a player, maybe.
A second rounder this year and a second rounder next year. What about that, John?
Well, how about your dead cap on Tunsil is only $35 million.
And what's his salary this year?
It's only nine.
His cap hit is less than a million.
Oh, so that's
his cap hit's over nine.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
sorry.
A $26 million cap hit.
You got 3 years left of him.
But you really want that first round pick, John?
Is that what you really want?
That's pretty expensive. $26 million for a first? That's a pretty expensive purchase.
Well,
why not just give them cash?
Maybe you really like, you know, a quarterback.
Okay, Tunsil's out. You're not trading Tunsil anymore.
So who else? You don't have anybody else of value to get back in the first round.
So there is no moving way up. And if you move up for...
Well, how about into the second and get
Mond?
Yeah,
but I don't want to... If you move up into the second for Kellen Mond...
What would you have to give up to move up to the
did
second?
Did you watch Kellen Mond in
yes.
A&M?
Yes,
at any point, does he look like the guy that you think is going to lead you
what
to...
What about for Davis Mills if he's still
no, around? None of them. None of them.
There it is.
There it is.
You just
that's
take
the answer.
Your lumps. You just take your lumps and just deal.
You sound... yeah.
This
deal
is not
with
the
it.
Year. You can't fix anything
well,
this
what,
year.
Is next year going to be the year?
You'll have your picks.
I mean, don't forget, you got to get a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can move Deshaun Watson. Yeah, you might be able to trade for a quarterback. Maybe the Ravens would trade you Lamar Jackson. Maybe a team is looking to trade a quarterback. I think that's going to be a new thing where teams try to get out of quarterbacks before second contracts. The problem is, I don't think they're obviously not going to be the very best quarterbacks. It'll be stuff like, you know, it'll be like Jared Goffey type stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, great. You know what? You had to give up. The only reason that happened is because you were giving up one of the better throwers in the league.
Would you give up your third pick of your third round pick for Love? For
Jordan Love?
Jordan Love?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No. And they're not
getting. Packers might be willing to sell.
I doubt that. I doubt that.
They probably want more, but just to avoid embarrassment.
Well, how embarrassing would that be? You picked you took a first rounder.
That's what I'm saying.
And you get a third
round. They wouldn't want to do it out of embarrassment. They know they couldn't get more than that, though, for Jordan Love.
Well, yeah.
The dude got caught hotboxing in his car. All the weed smoke in the world was in there, like, before his bowl game. It was a bad look. Now, no hand towels were hurt in the making of that hotbox, but, so, you know, there was none of that going on.
No.
But, yeah, Jordan, everyone said, I question his decision-making currently. Before the draft, you're going to get caught hotboxing in a car.
So, hey. What is having a tub of Vaseline?
Well, if you're gonna get caught doing something in the car, pot boxing's probably
much better than much tub better of Vaseline.
Higher than anything that Kellen Winslow is now. Kellen Winslow's the mark. Top. That's our mark for whether or not a guy did something good in a car, or bad in a car. Does he fall into the Kellen Winslow?
Mark?
No one's done worse stuff in a car than Kellen Winslow.
No one ever. I got 114 NFL draft props tomorrow for you.
From where?
114 from Josh Barton. He sent it to me.
Get my bookie, too.
Yeah. Rookie of the year, team needs, and more. All of it. Josh Barton sent it to me. Let's get Jeff in here. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. You know, you're bringing up trades, John. I could see the Saints have no problem taking on Deshaun's issues, given their whole Catholic diocese story, a couple of years back or whatever, trying to help that out, you know. So I don't think they have an issue with sin.
The Saints could use a QB. You're right.
You know, I could realistically, I could see them trading for him potentially. You know, they're in the market. But what I wanted to talk about, why don't these teams that are drafting these young quarterbacks on bad teams and, you know, like Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, et cetera, how come they never just go out and get a legitimate wide receiver that's already in the league instead of, you know, wasting second-round picks in the draft or third-round picks in the draft on, like, rookie wide receivers to try and pair with these guys? You know, they always try this route where, you know, like Sam Darnold, we'll try to draft some guys or sign some scrubs, but they never really give them support. You know, Justin Herbert has Keenan Allen. You know, you look at Burrow.
Well,
he's probably going to need a guy.
Well, we'll see if they don't do that, though.
They're all drafted. Yeah. Every one of those players were at one point drafted.
What?
And young players who were
But he's saying get him. Like, they may get him Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase. Don't forget, this year.
Who's that?
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100%. And by the way, he's got Tyler Boyd. He's got T. Higgins. Like, Joe Burrow is not. Joe Burrow has weapons.
Talent. I guess if you're
Joe Mixon,
if you are Zach Wilson, I mean, like you said, Sam Darnold, they drafted Denzel Mims as opposed to using that pick to acquire a legitimate, already established guy.
Right.
We're just going to hand you Denzel Mims, see if it works out for you, Sam. I guess that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I guess. Go get him a real for a wide receiver.
You couldn't have got a real guy for a second round pick? Now, there's money involved, certainly, but if you're trying to help Sam Darnold, an established receiver is going to be more helpful than
the Bears went and got Allen Robinson.
So it happens.
I mean,
just Mitch Trubisky stinks, so it didn't
work. There's, what are you going to do? Sam Darnold didn't have any. No, I mean, Sam got dealt a bad hand, first of all, with the players around him and the coaching staff. The Jets were a mess. That was just Sam Darnold just got dealt the worst hand. It'll be interesting to see this year. If Sam Darnold
this is not true. My favorite part of the video is when Cal says Hodor, Hodor, Choo Choo, Hodor.
He doesn't say Choo Choo.
Online. Frank wants to defend himself.
Well, we got to go.
Bullington.
He's going to have to wait.
Oh, he's going to wait on the other side. Frank Bullington wants to defend himself.
I don't know against what. His name is on the credits.
It's right on
Big
there.
Bad Schaub.
Big Bad Schaub.
When we come back, Frank, we'll play one of your bangers.
Yeah. Which this is what got you started, Frank.
What an embarrassment.
In the wine business.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.